Talking now with Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Weed Specialist, of course, Oklahoma State University. Jeff, let's talk a little bit about what you're seeing right now as far as this 2012 wheat crop. We're getting awfully close, obviously, to putting this thing through the combine.
We are. The crop is starting to turn pretty rapidly in southwest Oklahoma. Then we have the whole gambit in north-central Oklahoma. Around the Kansas line, we're not too far past flowering. So we have the whole gambit throughout the state as far as crop maturity.
Now, you've had up to this point, you've had several of your wheat field tours, and you've got several more to go as you kind of work your way north from the Red River.
We've had a lot of tours in the southwest, and we've got several to go in north-central, northwestern Oklahoma. Seen a variety of issues around the state. I've seen a lot of lodging in wheat that was really thick that had extremely good yield potential. We've had lodging in those crops as a general rule. I've seen some disease pressure out there. Seen stripe rust devastate a few varieties around the Marshall, Oklahoma area, kind of the epicenter for the stripe rust infestation. Seeing some damage from heat, some white heads out there, and I attribute most of that to the heat that we had back during April, and the plant decided to abort tillers or grain sites as a result of the heat. In a few cases, we've seen some take-all, some root rots that are causing that, but most of it, I believe, is attributable to the heat.
Right. I know that you pay a lot of attention to the field trials that you have all around the state. A lot of these tours are located within those. What are you seeing as far as the various varieties?
We have some varieties, some newcomers that I think are looking very good. The new OSU variety Gallagher, if I had to pick a favorite this year, is probably one of my favorites. The other ones, Garrison, Iba, Ruby Lee, are all looking great. Our perennial favorite Duster, that's now the most popular variety in the state, I look for it to have a decent year, but I don't believe it's going to be a Duster year like it was a couple of years ago. We've seen the stripe rust package on some of these newer varieties break down this year. Everest, Pete, and Armor were all highly resistant to the race of stripe rust that we've dealt with in the past, but were all devastated. They were all hammered by stripe rust this year and would be rated in the very susceptible category.
So this is a good lesson in that we always see these pathogens, it looks like, adapt.
They do. It's a moving target, and it takes anywhere from 8, 10, 12 years to get a wheat variety out to market. It's hard to predict what's going to happen that far in front of us whenever the breeders are making the crosses, and it's a moving target. And the key is to stay on top of what germplasm you have out there in your field and always be looking at the newest varieties, because you never know when those rust races are going to shift and you've got to make a change.
As they always do, Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association, they brought together extension and industry folks, gave us a guesstimate, give us that first number to start talking about. Big number, really, compared to the last 4 or 5 years, 156 million bushels, about a little over 4 million acres of harvested grain this year is what they're expecting.
Yeah, and I'm tickled with the numbers. I think we're on our way to a good wheat crop in Oklahoma. I'm probably not quite as optimistic as they are. I think we'll be closer to that 150 million, maybe a little below that range. And I attribute most of that to the heat that we've had. But either way, I mean, double the crops that we've had in previous years. So we're on our way to a good wheat crop in Oklahoma if we can just hold on a little bit longer.
But now let's talk about harvest dates that you're thinking about right now.
I think we'll be into harvest in southwest Oklahoma. Certainly by May 15th, there will be some wheat going through the combine. Maybe a few early folks, combining wheat before. But I think we'll get rolling by mid-May and be well into harvest. And depending on what the temperatures look like, we could have harvest wrapped up by and large in Oklahoma by mid-June, a good 2 weeks, maybe even a little more ahead of schedule.
You know, at this point, as we think about the one thing that you mentioned that we also heard from the Grain and Feed Association reports today, there is a fair amount of wheat out there that's lodged or has had problems because of the wind and the heavy rains. Are most of those acres going to be – are we going to be able to pick that up, or are we going to end up having to bale that, or what are you thinking on those acres?
It really depends on how severely it's lodged. If it's just leaning a little bit, we'll be able to pick it up, and there shouldn't be too much of an adverse effect on test weight. Wheat that is severely lodged, you can run into test weight issues. If you have a crop that is lodged and it's going to go to grain harvest, really the best tool for that is a stripper header. And there are several of those around in the country. If you have a crop that's lodged, I highly recommend trying to find either a custom combiner or somebody close by with a stripper header, because they are really the best tool that there is for picking up lodged wheat.
Okay. Other things that guys need to be watching in these final days?
Just keeping an eye on things. You know, I'm still finding some armyworms out there. I found some at Minko this morning. They weren't at threshold level, and the wheat leaves were already turning, so I don't think they're going to affect yield that much. But those guys, if they continue to get hungry, they can start clipping heads on the wheat plants, which could damage the yield. So at this point, I would really keep a close eye on your crop and make sure you don't lose it here at the last minute.
Talking about this 2012 hard red winter wheat crop with Extension small grain specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards, I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.